Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Chaz Mosh Show. I am Chaz, a.k.a. Mosh of the legendary tag team, the Headbangers, and this is where we talk wrestling, life, and everything in between. So let's go. WrestleMania is over. Monday Night Raw is over. But what's not over is all the rumors, all the comments, all the things about the interactions between fans and the wrestlers. So many stories circling around the internet. So I really just wanted to address it real quick. I'm pretty sure probably everyone's seen the video of Randy Orton being swarmed by fans. CM Punk swatting the phone away from a fan who was trying to take pictures or video of AJ Lee and Bayley after they were asked to stop. This one here gets me. Booker T being followed into the bathroom. And then there was a guy at WrestleCon. I guess he grabbed someone's ass. Yes, as wrestlers, we are in the spotlight, and we know that going in. But at the same time, it doesn't give fans the right to treat us a certain way. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is, I say it all the time. We know us, and I say we, I mean us wrestlers, us performers, the talent, pretty much anyone in the spotlight or an industry, whether it's sports, whether it's TV, whether it's movies, whatever it is, we realize we don't exist and we don't really have jobs without you, the fans. But if you put yourself in our shoes for just a minute, and I mean literally for just a minute, because if you really think about it, if you just treat people how you want to be treated, certain ways that, and I'm not saying all wrestling fans act this way, all sports fans, entertainment fans, whatever you want to call it, it's certain ones, but it's also those certain ones that give us, as pseudo celebrities, sometimes a bad name, a bad rap. I say it all the time. If I encounter a fan, I want them to leave with a positive experience. This is in my book. I share my story about Pete Rose. That was not a good experience. Also, I share in the book my experience meeting Mike Tyson. All of this happened on the same day at WrestleMania 14 in Boston. And my Pete Rose experience was awful. My Mike Tyson experience was amazing. I want anyone who interacts with me to try and leave with that Mike Tyson experience. I want everyone to have that great experience. You know, I want you to leave feeling good about it. I want you to leave remembering it for being great and for being fun. But at the same time, there's a line when it comes to being respectful and disrespectful. I mentioned the Randy Orton, the CM Punk videos. I also mentioned Booker T being followed into the bathroom. I can tell you this. I was out when I was on TV every week. You know, I was out with family, and it just happened. I remember it like it was yesterday. I was at the Olive Garden. And I'm sitting there, and my grandmom's there, my sister's there, my mom's there, my girlfriend at the time was there. And, you know, I'm trying to eat, and there's a time and place to ask someone for either an autograph or a picture. And that time and place is not as you're picking up the fork and about to put food in your mouth, and they slip a piece of paper between your mouth and the fork, and they ask you, "Hey, can I get an autograph?" I mean, yes, you can have an autograph. But hey, can you wait till I'm done dinner? And if you're done having your meal and you're leaving, okay, that's on you, not me. You either wait or just leave us alone. So I've had that experience. And that's literally in a moment where you have to look at the person and go, really? Like, I'm trying to eat here. And, you know, that's you get that moment of you want to tell them to look at them and go, really, you fucking asshole? Like, what are you doing? I'm trying to eat dinner. I'm with my family. Can you wait till I'm at least done? Have a little bit of common decency, a little self-awareness to realize what's going on, and to have the decency to wait. And if you can't wait, then so be it. That's not my problem. But in situations like that, a celebrity will yell at you or tell you to fuck off, and then you get all mad and you say, "Oh, well, that person's an asshole." It's like, well, why are they an asshole? Well, they wouldn't give me an autograph. Well, did you explain to everyone that they literally were putting food in their mouth with a fork? And, you know, then the, you know, Booker T with his bathroom story, that doesn't surprise me at all. Way back when, before 9/11 happened, this is when anybody could go through airport security and you could wait at the gate for, you know, family or friends. If you're picking someone up, you go through security, you stand and you wait at the gate, and you're able to get through. I mean, obviously now you can't even get through security without having a boarding pass. But back then it was different. You know, as all the boys, you know, we basically for the most part would all be on the same flight, and you're up the night before wrestling. You don't get done till 11 or midnight. By the time you get to the hotel, you know, it's 1 or 2 in the morning, and you got to get up at 5 to catch the flight to the next town. And then you walk off the plane, and there it is right there at the gate. There's 100 fans, which is amazing. Amazing that, you know, first of all, I think it's amazing, especially back then, because they didn't really have the internet or computers. I find it amazing that you even knew what time we were getting in and what gate we were at. I mean, obviously, unless you just, you know, you researched as far as, you know, where we were the night before and, you know, what time we were coming in, you know, what town we're coming into now. But either way, it was awesome. It was amazing. You know, for me, it made you feel great. I personally don't mind taking the pictures, signing the autographs. But a lot of times we're tired. You know, wrestle the day before, or as far back then it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days. Sometimes it was 10 days in a row that we're on the road, and now we're up at 5 a.m. catching a 6 a.m. flight, and boom, now it's 9 a.m. And, you know, we have a whole nother day ahead of us. Like we just did the previous, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 days. So treat people how you want to be treated, but realize also that we are people also. Yes, we are people too. And we just want to be treated the same way you would treat others. So, you know, you're getting bombarded as you get off the airplane. And then you want to just go into the bathroom to pee. That's it. I want to go in the bathroom to pee. And at that point, people would follow us into the bathroom. Yes, we'd get followed into the bathroom. So I would go on a stall and I would close the door. I would lock it. And then, you know, you do your business, whether you're peeing or pooping or whatever you're doing. And no lie, we've had people underneath the door, just like this. For those of you not watching, I'm sliding a piece of paper up in front of the camera as if like someone's sliding a piece of paper. Hey, can you sign this? Yeah. Hey, how about I sign it by wiping my ass with it? How would you like that? You want some DNA? I'll give you some DNA. But yeah, that's how that 100% has happened. And, you know, again, I've said it a couple of times, just treat people how you want to be treated. It's okay to ask. I would prefer you to ask, hey, do you mind if I get a picture? Hey, do you mind if you sign this? Not just forcing it. And when people say to you, like the video with Bailey and AJ, you clearly hear and see Bailey hold up her hand and say, please stop, or please go away, or please stop, whatever it was. And you just keep going. Because we're celebrities and we're on TV, and because you buy a ticket or you buy a shirt or you buy an action figure or whatever it is, doesn't give you the right to treat us differently. Because if you just took a minute and put yourself in our shoes, imagine if AJ Lee or Bailey was your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, your sister, or if it was you, would you like that? No. And the fans writing online, well, you're hanging out at the elevator. You shouldn't be in front of the elevator then, hanging out in public sight of view for everyone. You know what, jerk off? We got to wait for the elevator because we're waiting to get on the fucking elevator because we got to get to our room or we got to get down to the lobby. Where else are we supposed to wait? Are we supposed to walk down 20 flights of steps if you're on the 20th floor of a hotel? Have a little bit of a clue. Have a little bit of common decency. I can give you an example that happened to me over the weekend. It was WrestleCon. I was brought in by High Spots. High Spots was paying Glenn and I a fee to sign autographs and take pictures. If I walk out into the hallway and someone asks me, hey, can you take a picture with me? My answer is very polite and very, very nicely. I say, I'm sorry, but I cannot. I am hired here by a vendor. And if I take a picture with you out here in a hallway for free, that's not really fair to the vendor who's paying me to be here. It's actually not really fair to all the other fans all weekend that paid to have a picture taken with me. Yeah, I know you asshole fans are going to be out there and go, oh, well, who would fuck pay for a picture with you, Chaz? Well, you know what? Lots of people did, so fuck off. That's how I feel about that. But anyway, if you treat people how you want to be treated, it would be totally different. And I don't just mean that in the world of wrestling or celebrities or, you know, just that side of it. I mean in life in general. You know, if you treat everyone the same, the world would be a much happier place. It'd be much nicer to get around and live your life. But, you know, imagine you're Booker T and you're going into the bathroom. You just got to pee. And you got people following you, taking pictures of you while you're trying to go to the bathroom or videoing while you're trying to go to the bathroom. These phones are awesome. They're great. But at the same time, they suck. Because, again, everyone thinks they're, you know, they're a photographer. Everyone thinks they're a videographer. Everyone thinks they're the news. Everyone thinks, oh, look, something's happening. I'm going to film it. I'm going to try and go viral with this. You know, just fuck off with your viral stuff. You know, stop filming everything. Stop taping everything. Just be kind. Just be that person. You know, for the most part, we want to be respectful of you. But that, again, that one fan experience can turn us into the assholes, which isn't really fair. So when you're out there and, you know, you see a celebrity, think, is he with his family? Is he at Universal? Is he at Disney? Is he at dinner? Is he trying to go in and see a movie? You know, it's okay to approach. It's okay to ask. It's amazing if you can be respectful of it. But at the same time, be respectful and respectful of their privacy. If they choose to say to you, I'm sorry, I'm with my family right now, you know, I'd rather not. Be respectful. Like, that happened to me, like I just said, over WrestleCon over the weekend. Someone asked me. And when I said no, I had one person go, oh, he's an asshole. And I turned around and went, okay, I'm an asshole. But you know what? It's not fair to the promoter that brought me in, to the other fans that paid for pictures or whatever it is. So, again, it is what it is. And just be respectful and treat everyone how you want to be treated. And that's my rant today about fans and etiquette. Just be nice. Be respectful. Treat everyone how you want to be treated. With that being said, you can watch this show on YouTube or listen wherever you get your podcast. And while you're there, make sure you hit that subscribe button and head over to chazmash.com. Chazmash.com, not Chazmash, Chazmash.com to grab your copy of the Beneath the Skirt and check out some exclusive merchandise. And while you're following me, you can follow me on all social media at Chazmash. Everything is at Chazmash. And remember, do whatever makes your heart happy. Just don't suck at it.